quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned into Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded stolen lands of the Catesy, Kwikwetlem, and Stola First Nations. And at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of this place, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie. This week's episode of Typically Tuesdays is about Dolly Parton. It is a Dolly Parton tribute show, because I miss her. Oh boy, do I miss her. I never realized how deeply she impacted me, how much I loved her work, and how much I loved her as a person until she passed away last week. And I really never thought that I would have a moment in my life where I like cried over somebody who I did not personally know as hard as I did. To be honest with you, as much as I love a lot of things and, you know, express a lot of admiration for like certain media or certain performers and all that, I didn't ever really think that I loved anything or anybody as so deeply. But clearly, Dolly Parton proved me wrong. I wept for like an entire hour and a half after I found out that she passed. And, you know, the world is just going to feel a lot more different without her presence in it. So I did a lot of reflecting, and today's episode is kind of like a result of that reflection, just realizing how much I love Dolly. I've said before in the past that one of the cool things about community radio is that even though you and I were not in the same physical space together, we can share sometimes these difficult feelings together through a broadcast. If you were also a Dolly fan, you know, today's episode is also for you. Let us grieve her together and let us remember the amazing things about her. If you have some thoughts and comments, some good memories of loving Dolly Parton, I would love to know. Please write in. 778-782-2573 is how you can text me, and I get your text messages and I read them. I read every single one, and sometimes I will share your message on air. You could also send me an email, typicallytuesdays@gmail.com. You can also send me a direct message on Instagram. I'm at typicallytuesdays. And let this be an hour where we come together to love Dolly Parton. We come together to remember her fondly. I hope that's what I can do to express a little bit of my admiration and respect for her. And, you know, this is such a small thing because, as it turns out, that admiration and respect runs deep. But yeah, and later on in the episode, you know, there will be a lot of long pauses and sentimental, sad, vulnerable feelings. Strap in. But we're going to start off today's playlist with obviously one of my favorites. Obviously, today's playlist is all Dolly, as it should be. I love karaoke, and of like my top five karaoke songs, like Dolly's music makes up most of it. Just gonna put that out there. And so this is one of them. I break it out like literally every time I do karaoke, because it is a song, even though it was first written in the 80s, it still rings true. I sure know it. And I mean, it just gets your blood pumping. It is so good. You know exactly what time it is. Here's 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working now. Redemption comes in many shapes with many kinds of pain.
traveling through. I'm just traveling, traveling, traveling. I'm just traveling through. Or sometimes the road is rugged and it's hard to travel. But holding to each other, we don't have to walk alone. When everything is broken, we can mend it if we try. We can make a world of difference. If we want to, we can fly. Goodbye, little children. Good night, you handsome men. Farewell to all you ladies and to all who knew me when. I'm just traveling through. I'm just traveling, traveling, traveling. I'm just traveling through. Like the poor wayfaring stranger that they speak about in song. I'm just a weary pilgrim trying to find my own way home. Oh, sweet Jesus, if you're out there, keep me ever close to you as I'm traveling, 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 as I'm traveling through. Just try.
You know, we always have this image of Dolly as being like the most loving, kind, generous mother figure in the world. She, in a way, is sort of, you know, like this like altruistic, all compassionate being. But that previous song, I Don't Want to Throw Rice, really shows us that she can square up and she's got a temper and she will hurt you if you hurt her. And I love that about her. Hey, it's Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Before you heard I Don't Want to Throw Rice by Dolly Parton, you heard Traveling Through, also by her, on this Dolly Parton tribute hour here on the program. Unlike a lot of other people, I didn't really grow up loving Dolly Parton. Not that I had any issue with her, I just, you know, was not exposed to her music, really, and exposed to her work in like a deeply profound way. I actually started to get into her music and her work in like kind of like high school, university type years. So, you know, several years ago, but had already spent up until then a majority of my life not really knowing about her. And, you know, I don't know if I can say that I missed out or anything. I just know that by the time that I had really gotten into her music, which would have been like the past, you know, 5 or 6 years or something like that, it rocked my world, you know. And one of the amazing things about Dolly, and I think this is the reason why people love her so much, is that she's not only an amazing artist, but her art and her ethos, her like life worldview, are consistent throughout all of her work in every way. A person who valued storytelling and kindness and compassion, who was very loving, right? I mean, you know, you listen to her songs and you know through that lyricism and you know through those melodies that she's an incredible storyteller. But you also know through those songs that she also has this like big heart and this like deep generosity and care, especially towards oppressed and marginalized people and the quote unquote downtrodden, right? And that might have been as a result of, you know, her own background coming from a pretty impoverished family living in the Appalachians. You know, her father never learned to read or write. And so a lot of her, I think, ethos in the world was to give, to uplift, to support, and to express solidarity, in my opinion. One of the things about Dolly Parton is like you kind of have no choice but to sort of admire, marvel, really respect her level of generosity and kindness and compassion towards all types of people, right? Like, it's in her philanthropy work and advocacy, which lots of people are resharing stories about and revisiting, reminding us that she was really the best of all of us. Like, she is better than every single one of you, and it's because of all of these things. And that's great. You know, there are not that many people in this world who really can put their money where their mouth is, or really want to put their money where their mouth is. Dolly was not one of those people. She had the wealth and she wanted to give it away to those who also need it, right? And there are just so many examples. Like, I literally cannot count all of them. There's this great video online right now by the video essayist and cultural critic Lindsay Ellis called "Yes, She Really Was That Great." And it is about Dolly Parton's image and persona and philanthropy. Watch it. It's very good. It's about an hour long. But that ethos, that very same kindness, that very same care, that very same love is just like, it's everywhere in her artistry, in her music, right? You can think about, you know, the song Traveling Through, right? It was written for Trans America, an indie film about a transgender woman traveling across the states with her son. And the song is about, you know, being a person who has also experienced trials and tribulations and is trying to just move on and, you know, traveling through, moving through life. And who, you know, there's like that spiritual, religious part kind of in the song that's saying like, I am also one of God's children. Which, you know, whether or not you have a thing about religion can be very, very profound for somebody to hear if they also have similar experiences of oppression and marginalization as a trans person might. And one of the reasons why I wanted to play 9 to 5, other than also it being like one of my favorite karaoke songs, is because the record that it comes off of is a tribute to working class people. Right, there are songs in there about the Detroit auto industry. There are songs in there about migrant farm workers who were deported back to Mexico. Like a real life story about that. Right, that's about the mine workers and female sex workers. Right, she had this amazing ability to tell stories. And she had this deep love and compassion and value to uplift, to humanize, to love people. When you combine those things together, it does make Dolly Parton seem like just like, I mean, not even one of the greats, maybe just the best, like the best artist, like the best person, like she's better than you, and that's okay, because we all know it, and what we strive to do is be just a bit more like her. After this music break, I will be talking a little bit about my favorite Dolly song, and I will be crying because my favorite Dolly song is "It Changed My Life." Strap in, and here is more Dolly. This is an absolute banger. This one is called "Release Me." Get into it. His lips are warm while yours are cold. So release me, my darling. Let me go. Oh, please release me. Let me go.
Please release me. Oh, please release me.
Because I just don't love you anymore.
This is Bird Note. Nothing says summer like a day at the beach. Whether you're lounging by a lake or enjoying a seaside vacation, here are five things you can do to share the shore with birds. 1. Give birds their space. Keep a respectful distance, especially if there are chicks present. 2. Read posted signs and don't enter areas that have been fenced off to protect breeding birds. Some beaches have shorebird monitoring volunteers who can share more information about how to safely access the shoreline. 3. Keep your pets on leash. Even the best trained dogs can harass and hurt birds if left unsupervised. 4. Watch your step. Shorebird eggs and chicks are highly camouflaged and often blend into the beach. Try sticking close to the water, since beach nesting birds are more likely to lay eggs on higher ground where they won't wash away with the tide. 5. Pick up trash. Billions of pounds of plastic enter our global oceans every year, with deadly consequences for marine animals. And leftover food attracts predators, like gulls and raccoons, that may prey on vulnerable shorebirds. Learn more about the difference you can make for birds when you visit our website, birdnote.org. I'm Joni Franklin. This episode is brought to you by Jim and Berta Falconer of Seattle, Washington, and generous listeners around the world.
If I cross your mind, please let me cross it slowly. Let me stop and reminisce with you for a while. And if I cross your mind, please remember only good things. Think of me as happiness if I cross your mind. There must be a million thoughts rushing through your mind. And if there's one of me, love, among them that you find, please stop for just a little while and treat it extra kind. When you think of me, love, if I cross your mind, if you must hide my memory when you're with